From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Pakistani-born man accused in the failed Times Square bombing attempt has pleaded guilty to attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and a variety of other terrorism and weapons charges. Faisal Shahzad, whose hearing was to be been held earlier today, entered the pleas in U.S. District Court in Manhattan in connection with a failed bombing attempt on May 1st. Shahzad issued a statement in court calling himself a proud Muslim soldier and said he was trained by the Taliban. He was arrested 2 days after an explosives-laden SUV failed to go off in Times Square. Shahzad could face life in prison at his sentencing. U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a federal law that makes it a crime to provide material support to a terrorist organization, even when that support is specifically to promote resolving disputes peacefully. We get details from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The so-called material support law makes it a crime punishable by 15 years in prison for anyone to give any support to any of the four dozen groups designated by the Secretary of State as terrorist organizations. Human rights organizations sought to offer training to some of these organizations in how to resolve their grievances peacefully through international tribunals. But Congress and the Clinton, Bush, and Obama administrations have insisted that such training would interfere with attempts to make such groups international pariahs. Now the Supreme Court has deferred to that judgment by a 6-3 vote. Writing for the court majority, Chief Justice John Roberts said that even peaceful and otherwise legal advocacy would give such terrorist groups an air of legitimacy. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
BP is now saying it will likely be at least August before crews finish two relief wells that at the moment appear to be the best hope of stopping the oil flowing from the company's well. Admiral Thad Allen is U.S. Coast Guard official in charge of overseeing the cleanup and says right now it's still not clear how much oil is leaking into the Gulf.
I don't think we're really going to know the actual flow rate until we completely contain the flow and actually measure it as we're producing it, and that would be the second system we'd like to bring online in July.
The Obama administration sent BP another bill for $51.4 million today. Wildfire near Flagstaff, Arizona continues to rage today. NPR's Ted Robbins has that story.
The fire is burning to the north and west of the city of Flagstaff in a pine and pinyon juniper forest. Flagstaff is pretty much surrounded by national forest, and authorities have ordered the evacuation of nearly 1,000 homes. None have been lost, but the fire has come within a few hundred yards of some homes. 400 firefighters are on the line, along with 8 tanker planes and 5 helicopters, either there or on the way. The Schultz fire was first reported Sunday morning. High winds and dry conditions are helping it spread fast. A Forest Service spokeswoman says there's no estimate of when it might be contained. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Fire has already burned nearly 9,000 acres. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 7 points today. You're listening to NPR. Frustrations over the growing number of power outages in Iraq that erupted into violence over the weekend have now led to the ouster of that country's electricity minister, Karim Rashid, announcing his resignation as there has been growing unrest about frequent blackouts in the country. Over the weekend, 2 protesters were killed when police opened fire to disperse a crowd in the southern city of Basra. The Iraqi public has become increasingly frustrated over the government's inability to provide power for more than about 6 hours a day. Nearly 1 in 6 people say they have lost a job because they had to take time off to care for themselves or a family member. That's according to a new poll that also finds overwhelming support for paid sick days. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Nearly 40 million Americans have no paid sick leave. More than half of them have gone to work with a contagious illness, according to the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago. Mind you, even people with sick days say they do that, but not nearly so many. The survey also finds those with no sick days are twice as likely to resort to a hospital emergency room and to send a sick child to school or daycare. Family rights groups back federal legislation to mandate 7 paid sick days, but it's been stalled in Congress. Business groups oppose it, saying the burden on companies could cost jobs. The University of Chicago poll, though, found broad public support for paid sick leave among both Democrats and Republicans. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Despite being hit by a tornado, city officials in Billings, Montana are counting their blessings. That's because a sports arena that was hit by the storm was empty, unlike the day before when it was jammed with thousands of arena football fans. The twister tore the roof off the facility, causing millions of dollars in damage, but no serious injuries. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.